In INA, early childhood teachers say they're being abused and bullied in front of children. Some have even reported feeling suicidal over their treatment. Organisations representing centre owners and managers say the bullying is not acceptable, but they don't believe the problem is particularly acute in their sector. With us now, the employment law advocate Ashley Feckney. Kia ora.
Good morning.
So, is it particularly acute in ECE?
Oh, I wouldn't say it's particularly acute in ECE. Of course, these are issues that we see everywhere. It's just that me personally, I seem to see it a lot more condensed in ECE. Some of the issues that I'm seeing, it's just they're compounding, really, to what I guess I would say is ECE is probably one of the worst sectors when I get someone coming to me about what I'm seeing.
In what kind of way?
So I guess, of course, we've got the bullying and harassment nature, but of course, I also notice there's a real clickiness within the centres. What this kind of leads to is I see a lot of baseless disciplinary processes going towards employees. When we do have disciplinary processes, there seems to be like four or five employees that always stick their hand up to give statements, which is really unusual in different areas. And I guess just to give you an idea of the sort of things that I've represented people for in early childhood, is where a teacher might have said no to a child or wiped tears off a child's face, or if the child had quickly taken the opportunity and is running around naked. Now, I mean, I don't have children, but my understanding is these are things that children do.
They sure do. They love running around naked. So in this particular circumstance, what kind of things are being brought forward in terms of the problems and the issues being raised?
What I'm sort of seeing is when employees are coming to me, a lot of the time disciplinary action sometimes is a bit retaliatory. I might find this employee is already a bit unhappy. Maybe they've made complaints of bullying. Maybe they've made complaints of inadequate staff numbers. And it seems to be that once an employee kind of sticks their head above the parapet, there's really no going back for them. And I've seen a lot of employees having to move, you know, two or three, four centres before they finally find somewhere that they're very happy.
Why is that? Is there, I mean, there's a real shortage of teachers in this sector. I suppose I find it interesting that people are not being treated better because you'd think people would need to keep their staff.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, I'm not too sure. Maybe it has to do with the lack of funding. We know that ECE teachers aren't paid terribly well. My understanding is they also don't have as much of a strong union front as, say, what primary school and high school teachers do. And I guess putting that in perspective, I haven't represented any primary or high school teachers, whereas I've represented quite a number of ECE teachers. So I think there is a whole range of things that are really failing in ECE that aren't really, I guess, assisting the problem.
So what would be some things that could be put in place to improve the situation?
Gosh, some ideas, I guess, is better funding for teachers. We know that there's already not enough teachers there and that it's a really poorly funded area. Of course, stronger union support, so allow people to sort of step up. I think that there's a real issue with each ECE centre. You know, they're all individually owned or sometimes under a larger group. And so it really just depends on the HR and what they've got, what the employee is aware of, you know, and I guess where they're just going for help. So it's a really difficult thing to say, well, where can the help start? It really starts at the top, I guess.
Are ECE teachers being taken to task over trivial matters?
Yeah, no, certainly. I've had quite a few, as I've said, disciplinary matters with people, for example, with that child running around naked. And, you know, just to give an idea, that wasn't a warning situation. This was an employee having to face termination of employment. And so you've got these real trivial matters with serious consequences. But what makes it even worse is nine times out of ten when I'm representing these matters, the ECE Centre almost always makes a threat to say, well, if we make a finding, we're going to make a complaint to the Teachers' Council. And to me, this then means that teacher's not only fighting for their job, but they're fighting for their career because they're really concerned about what happens if this goes to the Teachers' Council.
With these sort of more trivial matters, wouldn't there be guidelines that centres would have around, you know, where they drew the line on what was acceptable and what wasn't?
Well, you'd think so. I mean, that is very much the whole premise of our entire employment law structure. And I'm not sure if it has to do with the lack of HR support or if it has to do with that kind of clickiness around, I guess, situations being blown out of proportion. But it just seems to be, to me, to be one of the industries that have one of the worst tendencies, I guess, of blowing these things out of proportion.
Well, Kia ora, thank you very much for joining us today. Ashley Feckney there, employment law advocate, talking about ECE.